The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Adrian Weckler, though, is with me in the meantime, the technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. And he has got news on price hikes coming for EV chargers. What's happening, Adrian?
Well, they're price hikes. They're going up by up to 15%. So ESP, which has most of the public chargers for electric cars in Ireland, has about 1,500 of them, 1,600 of them. It's raising the prices by 7 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, what that means in effect is it's about 10 to 15% increase. And it means that for larger cars, it means that the price of charging your electric car is now more expensive than petrol or diesel when you're doing it on a public charging network.
Have they explained why they're doing this?
Yeah, the usual, you know, investment in the grid, sustainability, all of the usual things that you would expect a company with the majority of the charging infrastructure to trot out when they're, justifying, you know, a 15% increase in prices. But it comes at a very unfortunate time for the electric car business in Ireland because it's doing fairly well this year. It's up about 27% on last year. But that last year was so bad that even this year's rise is still behind where we were in 2023. It's still a fairly small minority of cars on the road are electric, and this is not going to help at all.
And what's the government target, and where are we in terms of hitting that target? Remind us.
The government target came down from, it was somewhere in the region of about 900,000 to 1 million by 2030. That has come down a long way since then, but it still is in the, you know, the many hundreds of thousands, like 600,000 to 700,000, you know, around that sort of figure. It's not going to hit that target. It looks very unlikely to hit that target. And one of the main reasons is because when people leave their home, there is still a fairly thin, it's getting better, but a fairly thin public charging infrastructure. And to be completely clear, most people who buy an electric car, myself included, have a driveway. And they put in an electric charger.
Well, I'm in that category too. I should confess kind of my own interest in this. And like, I have a long commute. I commute up in Enfield, Kilkenny in an electric car, an MG, and it's great. And I can charge it at home. And it's so much cheaper than running a petrol or a diesel car. But I've got colleagues in here who I know have looked at buying electric cars, and they live, you know, in Dublin, short little driving around. I mean, range should not be an issue for them, but they live in apartments or they live in old terrace houses. Yeah. And they can't charge it.
Exactly. The council won't let people use these charging arms, which if you're in a terrace house, but you have a space on the road outside your house, you're not allowed to use these charging arms where the wire trails over the path onto your car. If you're in an apartment building, the most you can expect is maybe 7 or 8 charging berths, if you're lucky. Then that would be for a development of several hundred apartments. So it's completely impractical, and a huge chunk of what we think is going to be additional housing in the cities are going to be apartments or fairly packed terraced housing. So this doesn't come at a great time. People like yourself and myself, if we have driveways, home charging makes it way cheaper than driving diesel or petrol, particularly as the price of electric cars themselves are coming down. I mean, you mentioned MG, that's a good value car. But it now costs you up to 55 euro for a full charge on a public service charger if you have a large electric car. And that's, by the way, that's for about 500 kilometers of range, which is pretty good. But for the same price, you'll get about 600-700 kilometers even on a petrol and diesel. So I'm not sure how or why we've arrived in a state where Ireland is one of the most expensive countries for this.
We were talking to Derek Scally last week about these in-curb charging points that they're developing in Germany, and they've rolled out in different parts of that country. How have other countries around Europe managed that problem of apartment living and terraced housing?
Well, two ways. First of all, they don't rely on cars as much as we do because they tend to have, particularly in cities and urban areas, they tend to have better public transport. Almost every European capital city, for example, will have a better bus or rail or combination public transport system than Ireland. So they don't rely on it as much. Ireland is about the third most expensive for electric car charging. Ironically, Germany is probably the most expensive at this point. It's only when you get up into the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, where you really start to see, you know, half of all new car sales or more are, you know, electric cars, and they find a way. And it's partly because they have far more public charging points. Ireland has had a very half-hearted approach to public chargers. And I think partially it was because the last administration, the Green Party initially was very pro-electric cars, but then there was a part of the Green movement that said we shouldn't be prioritizing cars at all. And they took their foot off the off the pedal. And now you see a piecemeal rollout. Every time there's a few more thousand electric cars are sold, you see it. You see it at weekend at the public service points. They're absolutely jammed. Sometimes you've got to wait, you know, 30, 40 minutes to get onto it. Then you've got to charge your car for another 30, 40 minutes. It's just a lot more hassle.
Adrian, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Adrian Weckler is a technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.